السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدا عبدہ ورسولہ. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
شهداء لاهور.
حضور says that the narration of the martyrs of Lahore is continuing. In this connection, some other martyrs, their particulars I am going to mention today. Abdul Rashid Malik Sahib Shaheed, son of Abdul Hamid Malik Sahib. And the martyr hails from Lala Musa. His grandfather was Mauli Mehruddin Sahib. He was one of the 313 companion of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Martyr was 64 years old. He was a Musi by the grace of Allah. He was a very active member of Majlis Ansarullah, Secretary Talim al-Quran, and in Daru Zikr he was martyred. Generally, he used to offer the Jummah prayer in Kadak House. And after a long time he went to Daru Zikr. Allah Almighty decreed to give him the status of martyrdom. He said to his wife before that Hazrat Muslim Maud has said that sometime you have to go to the big mosque, and that's why I am going to Daru Zikr. He was sitting on a chair in the main hall. He telephoned at home that I have been hit in the foot. And during his talk, his wife says that we heard the sounds of the bullet. He borrowed a phone and he was talking on that. And after that the link was cut off. The wife says that she was quite steadfast on this martyrdom of her husband. Allah Almighty take care of them and give them progress. She is a worker of Lajna. She says that as a father, he was a very kind person. And there are three daughters. And never ever he mentioned that he has not got a boy. And he paid special care about their education and training and tarbiyat of the children and always treated them equally. He also took a new convert, Mubai daughter, used to come to help at house. He looked after her and took care of her marriage. He was very obedient, very full of worship. May Allah exalt his status. Muhammad Rashid Hashmi, son of Munir Shah Hashmi, the martyr. He was Yes, Hadrat companion, the Masih Maud Salatu Wasalam's companion Shadeen Sahib, he was grandson of that. And his father Munir Hashmi Sahib was a postmaster in Leptabad. In 74 crisis, his house was burnt by the opponents. He was working in Radio Pakistan Peshawar. He used to read out the news and used to write columns in Nawai Waqt. At the time of martyrdom, he was 70 years old. He was a very active member of Majlis Ansarullah. For 16 years, he was the local president. He was a Musi by the grace of Allah. And he also got martyred in Daru Zikr, and he was hit by 3 bullets. He was a great loving, having great concern for the Jamaat. He was very zealous of Khidmat-e-Deen, the service to religion, and always he advised the same to his wife and children. On Friday, he talked to one president of Sadr Shumali that I have got a trust of the Jamaat, and which is the profit from the Qaumi Bachat, National Savings, so that you should get and collect it. And the whole amount was in his pocket at that time. And after, as a result of the bullet, these notes were also had a hole in them. He was very punctual in all matters. In Lahore, he wanted to establish a prayer center. The president over there, there was no design of that. He had the design drawn by himself and got the permission. And all the local people, they came for condolences. Allah Almighty may exalt his station. He always kept his halka, his branch of the community, in very high position. I received a letter about him. Ataul Qadir Tahir has written a letter to me. He says that he was very hospitable and very kind and very good in meeting. He used to recite the Holy Quran and the poems, and despite ill health he was unable to walk, but instead of excusing himself from the office of the president, he continued doing that. He was had great devotion with Khilafat and taking part in all the appeals. Muzaffar Ahmad Shaheed, son of Maulana Ibrahim Saif Qadiani Darwish, marhum. The martyr, the father-in-law Mia Ilamdin Saib, was a companion of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and his father, former Nazir Islah Urshad, Hadrat Muslim Maud Razila Talanho, he had the honor of being the teacher of the children of Hadrat Muslim Maud. The martyr was the Imam Salat of his branch, and he was Secretary Mal of Majlis Dharampura. At the time of martyrdom, he was 73 years old, and he also got martyred in Daru Zikr. He used to offer the prayers regularly in Daru Zikr. For Juma, he came out at 12 o'clock for offering the Juma. The son went to Baitul Noor for the Juma, and 6 o'clock they came to know that he has been martyred, and his body was in the mortuary. He was hit by 5 bullets. When he was injured, those people who saw him, those people who were nearby, they told him that he was reciting Durood Sharif and always advising the same around him, that you recite Durood and do istighfar. His wife says that Muzaffar Sahib was from childhood. He was very regular in offering the Tahajjud prayer. He never missed that. And he was advising the same to his children, used to recite Quran loudly. He used to recite Quran after all the 5 daily prayers. A few days back, he also kept fast. And he used to offer frequently, fast frequently, and he used to request everyone for the good end of his life. He fulfilled all the responsibilities domestic responsibilities. He never told a lie. He was never ever was going to tolerate the falsehood. Allah Almighty gave him the status of martyrdom. And the one for which he used to pray, Allah Almighty, also the end was made is a very enviable end that he achieved. His sister is in Qadian. He is the wife of Nazar Sabala. She has written that he treated his son-in-law very respectfully like children and was also very kind with his daughters, with his sisters. And one of his daughter is married in Rabwa. She said that whenever she visited twice, that on MTA, the pledge of Khilafat Jubilee was being recited, so he used to stand up and he started reciting as if he is all alone in the room, and he stood up and recited the pledge. And he also had the honor of performing Hajj. Mia Mubashir Ahmad Sahib Shaheed, son of Mia Barkat Ali Sahib, the martyr, his father did the bath in 1928, and then he was one of the 5,000 contributors of Tariq-e-Jadid. He related to the house of a companion of the Promised Messiah, the companion of the Promised Messiah. He related to Khariya, and then he shifted to Rabwa in 2008. Previously, he used to live in Wazirabad. He had a business of distribution of Coca-Cola. In 1974, the business finished. People looted his property. He confronted a serious crisis. In those conditions, once he was going back to Wazirabad after delivering the mail, and some people tried to offload him from the car, that he is Mirzai, but the driver rode away the car. And he was attacked by the procession. In any way, he was able to reach home safely. In those days, the conditions were very serious and conditions were very critical. And in order to have the contact with the markaz, they used to actually put them to great risk and offer sacrifices. And then in 1998, He started the job of Coca-Cola distribution for the second time. And when he used to do work, many people used to come and tempt that you are very famous for your honesty, that you are always very honest and every bottle is very genuine. In Pakistan, these false and fake bottles and the business of that is very common. Everything is, there is a mixture of wrong things there. So many people advised them that so if you put two bottles in that one crate, then your profit will increase manifold. But he never accepted this advice and never ever thought of doing like that. Those people who used to advise, he used to offer them hospitality, and at the end of that he used to say that you have come to a wrong place. 6 years he was Amir Jamaat of Tahsil Wazirabad. One of his son, Kamar Ahmad Sahib, is the missionary of the Jamaat in Benin. He was 65 years old at the time of martyrdom. He was a Musi, and he also got martyred in Darul Zikr. When the attack was there, he lied down in his place, and after the attack, when the grenade fell near the mihrab, he was got injured and half of his body was blown away and there was excessive bleeding. And he called his relative that I am injured and 5-6 bullets are there in my body. And he was a very kind-hearted person, very depending upon Allah, having trust in Allah, and very kind to everyone. And he was very full of prayer. Whenever he heard about the misery of someone, he used to start praying for him. 39 years they lived married life and never ever said anything to the wife or to the children. Always he used to say, pray for me, I pray for you. And he was very kind to his children, and he did not like any backbiting at home, and he used to stop that. And if anybody would start like doing like that, he would stop him immediately. He was living in Gujranwala in a rented house, and the owner, she said that regarding the martyr, that I am fortunate that Mubashir Sahib is my tenant, and I pray that my children should be like him. And in business, the workers along with him, they used to take care about his food, and whenever the time was there, he used to do tabligh as well. Mostly he used to say, the wife says that he used to repeat the sentence that I am very incompetent person, but Allah Almighty may give him, pass me with 33 marks. But Alhamdulillah, Allah Almighty gave him 100% marks and gave him the status of a martyr. Fida Hussain Sahib Shaheed, martyr, son of Bahadur Khan Sahib. He related to Kharian, district Gujarat. He was born there at the age of 4. The parents died with a gap of 1 month. This is related to me, Mubashir Ahmad Sahib, who was mentioned before. And after the death of his parents in childhood, because of that, he was under the care of Miam Bashir Ahmad Sahib. He was not married at that time. At the 69 years old, he died. He got martyred in Daru Zikr on Friday. Because of disability, he was sitting on chair. But on the day of incident, he was sitting on the chair. That when the fire was burst open by the terrorist, then he got 35 bullets, and he got killed instantly. He got martyrdom. Allah Almighty raises him. Khawar Sahib Shaheed, his family related to Gilgit, but he was born in Bherai, and up to 10 he got education. Then he shifted to Lahore. In 1976, he got employed in Lahore, and he was as the budget officer. He was working in 83. He did the bath, and he was 50 at the time of martyrdom. He was a Musi. He was secretary Waqfe Nau and also Muhasib. He was serving the community. He was former Qaid of Majlis Ansarullah in Daru Zikr. He got martyred. He used to come for Juma to Daru Zikr for some time. On the day of incident, he was sitting in the main hall. He got 2 bullets, one near the heart and the other in the knee. At 2:15, he called home that there are terrorists, those who have got weapons, please pray. And then the wife continued to contact, and and finally he said, pray, and after that he died. He got martyred. He was a very pious man, used to offer the prayers regularly, and everybody has said that he was a very nice person. He was a very good administrator, and he took care of the training of the children and education. He was always taking care of the rights of human beings. He was a devoted servant of Khilafat. Khawar Ayub Sahib, about him, Ilyas Khan Sahib has written that in 1980, after BA, he got the employment in Wapda, and because of relation, he came from Herat and stayed with our home, and the atmosphere was Ahmadi in our home. And Ilyas Khan Sahib says that our training was according to Ahmadi traditions. So Khawar Sahib also became a part of our atmosphere, but he did not do the bath at that time. But he used to listen to the Ahmadiyya teaching, and the traditional criticism, he used to mention that, and so much so that we used to ask him that, please ask the questions, because he used to ask many questions. And one day a missionary, Barakatullah Sahib, came there. He held a question answer session, and because of excessive questions, because the Khawar Sahib was known, so therefore Murabbi Sahib addressed him that, Khawar Sahib, you please ask the question. He said, I haven't got any question. And after some while, he did the bath. But his relatives say that they used to say that you better consider it. But he said, and that if you don't get me initiated, then I will write to Huzur that these people are stopping me from doing bath. And after doing his bath, in piety and spirituality, he progressed quite a lot. Sheikh Muhammad Yunus Sahib Shaheed, son of Sheikh Jameel Ahmad Sahib. Sheikh Yunus Sahib Marhum, in 1947, he was born in Amroha, in India. In 1950, he went to Qadian, and in 1955, he came to Rabwa. His father, Sheikh Jameel Ahmad Sahib, was during the period of Hazrat Muslim Maud's Khilafat. He joined the community during that time, and he was one of the Darveshan Qadian. And this martyr, he did his matric in Rabwa, and then he worked in Sadr Anjuman Ahmadiyya. In 2007, he was retired. And then he came to his son in Lahore, and Secretary Islah Urshad and Dawat Alillah, he was serving the cause of the community. In 63, he got martyred at then, in Model Town, he got martyred. He was a Musi. And this was his routine, that always he used to go early for Juma. And on that day, the day of incident, he went to Baitul Noor. At 11 o'clock, he reached there, and he was sitting in the first row. The son was also accompanying him, but he was sitting in a different hall. In the first, he was the first person to fell down after got injured, and he was hit in the head, and the ribs were also damaged, and as a result, the martyrdom took place. Sheikh Sahib had seen in a dream that in Rabwa there is a beautiful road where very beautiful carpets are laid, and the Khulafa are sitting on the Khulafa, and the highest chair was occupied by the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says that I was also sitting, having my knees very close to them. Sheikh Sahib was sitting close to them, and he was devoted, and the family told that he was devoted to Khilafat. Despite the heart patient, he used to go to offer his daily prayers in the mosque, and on the occasion of any shukrana, whenever he used to say Alhamdulillah, then his eyes used to become wet, and he was depending upon Allah Almighty very much. And he used to say that impossible things become possible with the blessing of Allah. He used to offer tahajjud prayer, used to help the poor people, and whatever modest income he had, he used to take care of other people. He was very simple in life. And in various English theses he wrote and got the prizes. He was very active in preaching. His wife says, in a village near Davar, both of us, we used to go for 6-7 years. We continued to go there, and we used to take classes of the Holy Quran. And then when the opposition was there, then we had to stop. That is a village nearby. But anyway, Allah Almighty gave him some fruits of tabligh as well. Masood Ahmad Bhatti Sahib, Shaheed, son of Ahmad Deen Sahib Bhatti, the martyr, his forefathers, Kreper Zilla, Gujarat, district Gujarat, and grandfather was Jamaluddin Sahib. He did the bath in 1911. In 1975, they shifted to Lahore. Along with his father, he was doing the job of contractor. He got education up to matric. He was a very bold worker of Khudamul Ahmadiyya. The other two brothers, they were also joining in his business. One of his brother, Muhammad Ahmad Sahib, Sadra Jamaat, Hadiala, he says that in Daru Zikr he got martyred. He was 33 years old. Before the Juma prayer, he was offering his sunnah. That when the shelling started, after saying his salam, he took off his vest, and then he tied the wounds of somebody who was injured and consoled him. And after that, with great boldness, he tried to capture a terrorist, and he was successful in that. And during that period, another terrorist came, fired at him, and he got martyred. Haji Muhammad Akram Virk Sahib Shaheed, son of Chaudhary Allah Ditta Virk Sahib, the martyrs, his forefather, Qazi Mural, belonged to district Sheikhupura, and his forefathers, they did the bath during the time of the Promised Messiah Allah, Messiah, then they went to Alipur, where this martyr was born. Up to matric he had the education, and in the 50s the family came to Lahore. He was working in a Auqaf department. 1966 he got retired. He was Zaim Ansarullah of his Halka for a long time. He was Secretary Talim and also Vice President of the Halka, and he was 74 years old. He got martyred in Daru Zikr. He was in the fourth row in the mosque on that day, where he was martyred as a result of the firing of the terrorist. His father, the house in Pathoki that he belonged, that he has given to the mosque, which is at the moment the Murabi house, and the family member told that he was very hard working. He was very elderly, but he used to serve the young people. He was a very honest man. Mia Laik Ahmad Sahib Shaheed, son of Mia Shafiq Ahmad Sahib, the martyr. His forefathers came from Ambala. The great-grandfather Babu Abdurrahman Sahib, he was Amir of Ambala. After partition, this family migrated to Qadian, and then he was born in Ambala. He got the education in Lahore. 66 years he was old at the time of martyrdom. He was Secretary Shat, Canal Park. He was serving as that. He got martyred in Masjid Daru Zikr. In the main hall, in the third row, on the chair he was sitting when, as a result of the firing, he got injured. He was being taken to hospital, and on the way he got martyred. And the bleeding was so excessive, and for 3 hours nobody could be taken away. He was an electrician by profession, very simple, very quiet type of person. He never hurt anybody. He was a very friendly atmosphere with his children. Allah Almighty raise his status. Mirza Shadal Munir Sahib, son of Mirza Muhammad Munir Sahib, the great grandfather of the martyr Hazrat Ahmadin Sahib Raziyalla Ta'ala Anho, was a companion of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. When his father Mirza Muhammad Munir Sahib, he was doing a business of sound system. This martyr, he was having his further studies, and he was only 19 years old. He was a very active member of Qudamul Ahmadiyya. He used to respond to each call, and he got martyred in Daru Zikr. This martyr, he came with his younger brother, and he was sitting after offering his sunnah near the mihrab when the firing started. In the first attack was on the mihrab. At that time, first he went out of the hall, and then he came back into the hall and sat close to the door, and the other brother also came along with him. They spoke to the house and to the friends, and somebody entered into the hall from the minaret and started firing, and several people got martyred, and he was very seriously injured as a result of the firing. The brother said, talked to him, but he kept quiet. But I saw that there was excessive bleeding from his leg, and he said, straighten my leg. I tried to put a bandage on the leg, but I couldn't sew. And wherever I felt, there was the flesh would come off from there. And he remained in that condition for a long time. And during this period, he got the status of being a martyr. His brother says that I was sitting with him. He was very bold. He was very showed great courage, and there was no crying, no wailing, but from the eyes it appeared as if he was very happy that at least my brother had been saved, and he is quite safe sitting there. One of his friend has written, one of the worker has written that he was a saik of one hizb in Qudamul Ahmadiyya. And for several months he was very devoted in his work. Once at 11:30 I went to his house that I have to fill the papers of Haqiqatul Wahi. He immediately took the motorcycle and started touring the houses, and whenever the people had the car, he used to offer that for the community work. And he was a very simple person, and he never said no to any duty. One of his friend has written that I met him in the dream, and he's told me, I told him that, where are you? And he says that it is the mention of after the martyrdom. He says that I am here, and then where are you? And he says that I am very happy, you also come here. And I also felt him, he was very happy, and that was the end of the dream. Anyway, Allah Almighty exalt the status of these young people. These are those young people, those who are reminding the people who are left behind to fulfill their covenant that we have sacrificed in the way of Allah, and you should not desist and go back to your promises. Malik Maqsood Ahmad Sahib Shaheed, son of S. A. Mahmood Sahib, his grandfather was from Batala. While his father, S. A. Mahmood Sahib, he was the advisor to the President of Pakistan, Ayub Khan, and his grandfather, Malik Ali Bakhsh Sahib, he was a companion of the Hazrat Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Wasalam, and he came from the state of Bhopal. His mother had the honor that Masih Maud Alaihi Salatu Wasalam put his hand on her head. And all these elders, they were companions of the promised Messiah. And this Shaheed was born in Bhopal. And Mukhtar Begum Sahiba, his grandmother, she looked after him, and he got education in Talimul Islam College. And then the family settled in Lahore ultimately. And at the age of martyrdom, he was 80. He was Musi by the grace of Allah. And he was working as secretary Talimul Quran in his Alka, and Amin and auditor. These were the jobs and the duties that he was doing. He was serving these in these capacities. The martyr was Malik Tahir Ahmad Sahib, Qaim Muqam Amir Zilla Lahore. He was the brother-in-law. He got martyred in Daruzikr. One of his relatives has said that he was sitting in the second row in the main hall, and acting upon the advice of the Murabbi Sahib, when he went out of the mosque, then he saw that he was putting his fingers in the ears, and he was lying down, and there was no movement to be seen. Perhaps he had passed away by that time, because he was shot a number of times. He was very regular in his five daily prayers and tahajjud, and making his contributions, very active in tabligh. He was reading the books of the Jamaat and also the khutbat of the Khulafa. He used to listen very carefully. He also used to see MTA programs with interest and listen carefully. He was very expert in accounts. Once somebody told that there was a competition in Qadian when he was a young boy, that who is going to the mosque first of all. And it was seen that he went to the mosque at 2:30 while he was quite a young boy. And one son, Tabassum Maqsood Sahib, who is a wakil and who has offered his life for the service, and he is working in Rabwa nowadays. Chaudhary Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Shaheed, son of Dr. Noor Ahmad Sahib, his father of the martyr and grandfather, Chaudhary Fazl Dad Sahib, he did the Baith is 1921 and 22, and early education he had in Khiva. And the father of the martyr, he was working with the Mir Muhammad Saq Sahib as junior doctor, Mir Muhammad Ismail Sahib, and he dedicated his life for 1 year or more. In 1928 he was born in Khiva. He did his matric in Faisalabad. And after that he went to Air Force. After 2 years training, he worked as warrant officer. And during the service in 65, during the war, he took part in that. During that war, at one point, when there was some problem with the plane, he used to load the bombs, carrying them on the shoulders. Now these so-called well-wishers of the Pakistan, those who are blaming the Ahmadis that they are not loyal to the country. But on the other side, these are the people who offered so great sacrifices, and they were always ready to give all the sacrifices for the cause of their country. And he also went on foreign tours on behalf of the government, and in 69 he got retirement, and after that he was head of the bomb disposal squad in the government. At the time of martyrdom he was 85. By the grace of Allah he was a Musi. He got martyred in Model Town Mosque. He used to offer the Jummah over there, and on Thursday he used to make special preparation for the Jummah, and he used to get his clothes ironed on Thursday, and 12 o'clock he used to go to the mosque. He was very particular about that, and he used to sit on chair on the left side. On the day of incident, one young man, he saw him covered with blood in the second or third row, and he called a young man that, "I have been hit, so tie my belly." And then he asked the young man to give him some water, and then he asked that give the water to other people, and he used to give certain conditions because he was very expert in this department. He was hit in the palm as well. One bullet was there, and he was being taken to Jinnah Hospital, and at 8 o'clock he got martyred there in hospital. There is a lady in his family. She saw that there was a firing in Lahore, and similar dreams were shown to the people in Lahore and other parts of the world very increasingly. And this man was having no grudge with anybody. He was very good in health and very kind treatment to the children, very regular in prayer, in recitation of the Holy Quran, very particular. He was a good player of kabaddi and football. He was devotion with Khilafat. About him, his daughter has mentioned as an eyewitness, she said, with reference to one eyewitness, that my father was sitting on the chair where the Murabbi Sahib was delivering the khutbah. The khutbah had just started when they heard the sounds from outside, and these voices came gradually closer. Murabbi Sahib used to advise them to continue offering durood, and he said that khutbah will continue. He said that my father, Chaudhary Waseem Ahmad Sahib, the president, and his father was also sitting along with him, and he dragged his elderly father and took him to the basement, and asked my father as well that you also please get up. And according to Waseem Sahib, he was sitting as if the soldier inside him has awakened, and he was very bold. And some other people also said the same, that you move away. And some people said that you please get up and move somewhere, but he didn't. And during that time, you know, he was hit by the firing of the bullets, and he was martyred as a result of that. According to Colonel Bashir Ahmad Sahib Bajwa, he was in the back of the chairs. He says that he was also hit, but he escaped. He says that during this period of attack, he was very injured, and the terrorist thought that his job has been accomplished, and he turned away, and perhaps he was loading his gun. And during this time, the Colonel Sahib told that my father, he made use of this time, and he jumped from the back and caught hold of his neck, the terrorist. And this was a special power which was helping him. And Colonel Bashir, who was back in the chair, he immediately jumped up, and they tried to catch the terrorist. And he was just quite a few steps away, and he was watching the whole thing. And when he looked that the terrorist is coming under the control, under the arrest, and then the Khudam also came, and during the scuffle he got injured, and there were some bullets before which he was hit, and there was one bullet on the wrist and one was on the rib. From one side it pierced, and previously he was not so injured, but later on he got more injured. Anyway, despite his this effort, and Colonel Bashir and other worshippers, they also joined, and they defused the jacket of this terrorist, and they tied his hands and feet. And the people, those who saw, they say that despite his old age, but his mind was very active and working very perfectly. And regarding the defusing of the jacket, he was the man who was instructing, because that was his job, because he has been working in a bomb disposal unit. And also people say, those who saw, that when we looked at him, we were getting worried. But he did not cried for a single time at that time, and he just breathed his last and got the martyrdom. Ilyas Aslam Qureshi Sahib, Shaheed, son of Master Muhammad Shafi Aslam Sahib. The martyr's family relates to Qadian. They shifted to Gujranwala. His father was a missionary, and during the period of Shuddhi, he served the community. And his brother, Muhammad Aslam Ahmad Sahib, he is one of 313 Darveshan of Qadian. After graduation, he joined National Bank, and ABP, he was this vice president of that bank and retired from there. He was 76 at the time of martyrdom. He was a Musi by the grace of Allah, and also the president of Johor Town Jamaat. He was serving the community in that capacity. He got martyrdom in Baitul Noor. He was sitting in the back row. He was in the back hall. He was in the first row, and he was trying to close the door. And as a result of the firing of the terrorist, he got injured very seriously. And for several hours, he lied down there, and at 4 o'clock, he got martyred. He breathed his last. His wife says that he was very kind-hearted and very grateful person all the time in every situation. He was very attentive to prayers all the time, and all the Jamaat services he used to do very happily. His children say that he was very kind father and very loving. He was regular in tahajjud and prayers, and we have never seen him offering any prayer which he might have missed. He used to advise others the same. He was very jolly person, very kind-hearted. 5 years he was the president of Halka Johor Town. He was serving the community as such. And never ever any worker, whenever any worker or from any country, maybe when he comes during the day or night, would come to him, they would never take it ill. And they used to say, the children, whenever somebody comes for any Jamaat work, even if I am sleeping, wake me up at that time. And the children also acted upon that. He used to advise generally that be very loyal to the Jamaat and the Khilafat. Tahir Mahmood Ahmad Sahib, Shaheed, son of Sayyid Ahmad Sahib, late Sayyid Ahmad Sahib. He was Kotaddu, Zila Muzaffargarh. He comes from there. In 1953, his father was the first Ahmadi in the family. Then they came to Lahore in 1993, and he did his matric in Kotaddu, and then joined a private job, then went to Malaysia. And at the time, he was 53 at the age at the time of martyrdom. He was in Model Town. He got martyred. Before coming for Jummah, he went to the house of the president, and the Sadr Sahib said jokingly that I take you for Jummah. So in this way, he went to Masjid Noor for the first time. Otherwise, he used to go to Niaz Beg Center of the prayer. And when he went to Baitul Noor, there he got martyrdom. at 7 o'clock in the evening, it was known that he has got martyred. He got hurt in the chest. He was a very bold Ahmadi, and he used to say that, "I am not afraid of bullets, I am going to be martyred one day." He was very well known. He was a very emotional Ahmadi, and everybody, he used to say to salam to every passerby. Sayyid Irshad Ali Sahib Shaheed, son of Samiullah Sahib, he was the martyr. He comes from Kucha, Sheikh Hasamuddin from Sialkot, and his grandfather was a companion of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and Mir Hamid Sahib of Sialkot, he related to him, and he was from among the special companions of the Promised Messiah. During his stay in Sialkot, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam had stayed in their family, in that house. His father was he was the principal of Jamia Ahmadiyya in Chiniot, and he has given his house to the Jamaat. And after the competition examination, he became the assistant director and retired as deputy director of the labor section. He was Secretary Mal in his Jamaat. Of martyrdom, he was 80, and he got martyred in Masjid Baitun Nur. His family member says that before going for Juma, he was lying in his house with his hands folded, that today I want to take rest, I don't want to go for prayer. But then he got up and went for the prayer, and he said that I am going, and then he said that I'm just going, and he was sitting on the chairs outside the mosque, and those people, they were asked to go into the hall when the attack started, and he was hit 3 times, and he got martyred. The family told that several years ago, this martyr said that, "I have heard a voice, inni rafio kawa mutawafika," that maybe the one who listened, he has written it wrongly, inni mutawafika wa rafioka, that might be the wording, but anyway. He says that I didn't understand what does it mean. And 15 or 20 days before martyrdom, he heard the voice that, "We receive you with open arms and carpets." And he saw the dream a few days before his martyrdom, and he heard the voice that Mirza Bashiruddin Mahmood Ahmad Sahib has come. And for the last 1.5 months, he used to say that, "Now, like my forefathers, I cannot serve my community." He was very worried about that. Regarding the rights of other people, he was very particular. Regarding kindness to the family members, and very bold man. Nurul Amin Sahib Shaheed, son of Nazir Naseem Sahib. He was born in Rawalpindi. He did his matric from there, and after that he went as a photographer in Navy. His grandfather came from Attock. He was a companion of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and his great-grandfather Babu Abdul Ghaffar Sahib, he was Amir of Hyderabad Zilla, and he got martyred in the way of Allah. He was a very responsible member of Majlis Qudamul Ahmadiyya. He was Munsim Umumi of Model Town Halka, and he was the monitoring of the closed circuit system which was installed in the mosque. And he went to Karachi for some time, and at the time of martyrdom he was 39, and he got martyred in Masjid Daru Zikr. During this incident, he telephoned his family and his friends that, "I am at a place where if I like I can go out, but my duty is there." It was the open area of the Daru Zikr where the big dish is there. So he was hit by a grenade there and got martyred. And his wife says that he was a man of great good qualities. And when he telephoned, he said, "I am okay." Wife said, "You come out." But he said that there are many people trapped here. I can't leave them here like that. He was worried about the training of the children, particularly the Waqf-e-Nau children. And he was always in the forefront of doing the service for the Jamaat. Chaudhary Muhammad Malik Sahib, son of Chaudhary Fateh Muhammad Shahid, Fateh Muhammad Sahib. His forefathers came from Kakhad Mandi, from there Gujranwala and then to Lahore. Before his birth, his father had died. He was a student when his mother gave him the golden bangle which she was wearing, that you use that, and he did his education in Murray College, and he took care of the care of his children. He was 93 years old at the time of the martyrdom. People have to die, but he got martyred in Bethul Noor Mosque, and he was he left quite a few Jummas. He couldn't attend that because of the old age, but his granddaughters, his daughter-in-law said that you don't go for Jumma because it's the weather is not good, and he advised but he got ready for the Jumma and went there. Normally he used to sit on the chair in the open area of the mosque, and on the day of the incident he was sitting in the chair like that, and in the very beginning of the attack he got injured, and as a result of that he got martyred. He never did any injustice to anyone. He used to read the books of the Promised Messiah with great interest, and also advised the same to his family members. One of his son, Dawood Ahmed Sahib, says that when I did my MA Economics, then my father, I sought permission from him, my father, and he said that you get employed for me. He said, what is that? And that is that just like going to the office, you come to me every day at 9 o'clock and there will be a gap in between, and you will be away at 5 o'clock. You will be off and you sit on the table here and start reading the books of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And whatever money you are expecting to get from that job, that much I am going to pay you. So after making him read these books, then he was free. From the childhood to the up to the marriage, he used to knock at the door of all the family members, and he would not leave them until they get up. And after they have performed their wuzu, he used to lead the prayer in congregation at home. He never beat his children, and they used to tell this philosophy that one should pray for the children. This is the kindness to the children. This is actually the kindness to the children, and through beating you can't train them properly. And the wife said that whenever I opened my eyes, I saw him crying in prayer and praying for the family, for the children. In 74, that we were in a satellite town in Gujranwala, when the situation got tense, many people gathered at our home, and for 1.5 months there was a camp of those people in our family. So he served all these people. He was a very pious man, very truthful man, always spoke truth and supported that. And he asked all members of his family to do the wasiyat. Sheikh Sajid Sahib Shaheed, his parents, they were from Phera. He did his matric in Lahore, and then he got employed in grade 3. And then he got... As the children were in Lahore, so he came to Lahore. Amir Zilla, he was the brother-in-law of Amir Zilla Kasur, and the martyr was a very responsible member of Majlis Ansarullah, and he was Naib Munsim Talimul Quran. He was serving, and at the he was 59 at the age of martyrdom. He was a Musi. He had applied for to be included. The missal number has been issued, and in Bethul Noor he got martyrdom. He used to go for Jumma before the time and used to offer the prayer very beautifully. And normally he used to get the place in the second hall of Bethul Noor. Huzur says, no, on that day he was sitting there. And after the firing started, after 15-20 minutes, he phoned his son and asked about his welfare. He said, we are all right. He was in the mosque. And regarding other people, he closed the door. And he stood in front of that because the bolt was not right. So therefore all the other people were able to go to the basement as a result of that. And he, as a result of the firing and later on being hit by the grenade, he got martyrdom. He was worried about the marriage of his daughter, and he sent his son for interview and asked about the interview and hoped that he would get the employment. He was very particular about his treatment to his family and also other family members related to him. He was very kind-hearted and very obedient. He was in great devotion to Khilafat, and he used to take care of the requirements of the children. And his son told that the non-Ahmadi shopkeeper of the area told that he saw in the dream that Sheikh was saying that, "I don't know how I have come here, but I am very happy and I am very pleased." Sayyid Laikama Sahib Shaheed, son of Ibn Sayyid Muhyiddin Sahib. His father from Ranchi, he comes from Ranchi, district Bihar. He was from India. He was a student of Aligarh University and he met an Ahmadi student there who told that Hazrat Isa has passed away, that is about his father, and Imam Mahdi has come. So then the father of the martyr, he got very angered and he hit his head of the Ahmadi, and later on he felt sorry, and then he read the books and also contacted Lisnaullah Amritsari, and then he sent him certain books full of foul language, and he was very unhappy that I have asked him about the religious matter and he has sent me these books, and then later on he did his bath and joined the community. This is the habit of the Mullah people and this is continuing even today. Whenever anybody asks them, that they don't send the literature full of foul language, but on the TV they go on speaking whatever comes into their mind, and they speak very foul language about the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. But anyway, people are more interested because of that and they pay more attention. And he was a born Ahmadi. The martyr was a born Ahmadi. His father, he was an advocate, a member of Sajjan-e-Ahmadiyya Ahmadiyya. He did his matric in Ranchi. In the first VN, the father was very happy, and then he went to, he did his master's in Arab in English in Patna University, and then came to Lahore and he joined MCB. In 1997, he retired as the bank manager, but after the retirement, he continued to work there. At the time of martyrdom, he was 72 years old, and he was a member of Wasiyat institution. He was a Musi. He offered the Sunnah after coming to the mosque and sat in behind the Murabi Sahib. And when his companion's next person, Mubarak Ahmad, was caught hit in the forehead, and he also got injured, and he tried to get up, but he couldn't get up, and there was a bullet hit his spine, and he was a very kind-hearted person. But if somebody would say something against the Jamaat or regarding the respectable leaders of the Jamaat, then he was not able to tolerate that. He was very few of words. He used to speak less. But when somebody would mention about the promised Messiah and the Khulafa, then he would continue talking for hours. And he was in great devotion with all of them. He got all his children educated. Some of the children became doctor, one qualified in IT and one in French language. So all the children, they are, by the grace of Allah, they are doing good jobs, all of them. His family writes about him that he was very particular about the Jummah prayer. Once it so happened, and that was the way that why his children are also very particular about Jummah. Once his wife got sick and she was admitted in the hospital, and from there he he went to Juma straight, and he didn't think that whether what will happen to his wife, whether she will remain alive or not. And another Shaheed, son of Muhammad Abdullah Sahib, his forefathers, Raq Sheikh from district Lahore, he belonged to that area. His grandfather, Chaudhry Sikandar Ahmad Sahib, he became Ahmadi. Uncle of Chaudhry Fateh Muhammad Sahib, former Naib Amir of Zilla, and his forefathers, they were belong to agriculture, and they had a job there. And in 2004, he went for performing the Umrah, and he advised the same to his family members to do the Jamaat work. He was 47 at the time of martyrdom. He got martyred in Model Town Mosque, and very regular in Juma prayer. On the day of the incident, he was in the hall of the Masjid Noor, and he closed the small door, and he leaned against that door and stood there. And the terrorist tried to open the door from outside, but he couldn't open. Then he opened up the fire from backside, and his back was hit by the bullets, and he got very seriously injured. And when the bullets, rapid firing was done, so he continued to hit that. He was very active in Dawat-e-Allah. He was known as an honest person in the area. Some non-Ahmadis, they also came and joined in his janaza prayer. And in 30th of May, in the Nawai Waqt, there was news that all those people who have offered his janaza prayer, the Maulvi said that their nikahs have been broken. And that news was also came on Express TV. So these mullahs, not to speak of offering the funeral prayer, even those people who offered the condolences, they are bent upon breaking their marriages as well. The family member says that after performing the Umrah, he was very regular in offering tahajjud prayer, and he used to advise everyone to recite the Holy Quran daily, and he used to say that recite the Holy Quran, even if you recite one line and then you recite the translation, and without that you won't be able to understand. Mubarak Ahmad Sahib Tahir Shaheed, son of Abdul Majid Sahib, he came from Lahore. His grandmother was from Qadian. His father was during the period of Muslim Aud, he did his bath, his father. He was a typist in a bank. And during the service, first he did his BA, then MA. And then various courses of the bank he also did. And finally, in National Bank, he went up to the status of the Vice President of the bank. And his promotion as Senior Vice President was also due. And he also got a prize. He was the son-in-law of Maulana Dost Muhammad Sahib Mourakhi Ahmadiyat. He was 51 year old at the time of martyrdom as Naib Qaid Halka Daru Zikr. He used to serve the community. He was a Musi, and on the day of the incident, along with his two sons, he came to Masjid Noor Model Town, and he sat at the back, and the children, they sat in the other hall. And when the terrorists started their activity, and the Murabbi Sahib said about the prayer, then he started offering the prayer by raising the hands. And during that time, he was hit on the shoulder and the second in the heart, and instantly he got martyred. He was very kind person, and he was having good relations with all the bosses and the colleagues. And the first story of his house he dedicated for the prayer center. His son says that when he used to come back from his Jamaati work, if there was 3 o'clock, if the children came late, and if the children had gone and they are busy, and if there is they come back at 3 o'clock, they wouldn't say anything to them. But if we go for any other purpose, and then we come late after Isha, then we used to be scolded. He was a very generous person, a very outstanding feature of his life, and he used to give them very valuable things. He was a great respect for the Murabbiyan, and he used to respect them and give them hospitality. and wherever the Halka Jamaat center was there, he used to make his house the center of the prayer. He was very good in meeting people. Anees Ahmad Sahib Shaheed, son of Subedar Munir Ahmad Sahib, his family hails from district Faisalabad, from where they shifted to Lahore after the matric. He joined the Jismis Computer Hardware, has a business in Gulberg, and he was 35 at the time of martyrdom. He was a Musi. He got martyred in Daru Zikr. For the Jummah prayer, he used to go to Model Town normally, but on that day he went for some job and then he went to Daru Zikr. He was sitting along with his father very close to Mihrab, and the father asked him to hide, and he said that you hide, but I am going to help some other people. And during that help, he got martyred. He was very kind to his family, to his wife and children, and the in-laws. He used to treat them like brothers. He was very good at doing the welfare work. And once Ahmadi got involved in an accident, there was blood was not available. He donated his blood, and then he asked for some money for a treatment as loan for 5,000 rupees, and he gave the money and didn't get it back. He used to send his son for the Quran class regularly and used to take part in Jamaat activities. And in this incident, his younger brother Bashir Sahib also got Munawwar Ahmad Sahib Shaheed, a son of Munawwar Ahmad Sahib. He was just like the brother. He was related to, he came from Faisalabad. For some time he was inclined to Shia views, because his one of the grandmother was Shia as a Zakira, and he also became Zakir and Peer. And during that period he saw the dream. He saw the Hazrat Imam Hussain and Hazrat Ali in the dream, that both of them they came and they are telling him about the truth of the promised Messiah. And then they did the bath and became a very active worker. He was a very pious man. Allah Almighty guided him himself. He got great knowledge about Ahmadiyyat, and he used to preach, and he got a lot of people converted through their effort, and he was very loved that. And he used to confront the mullahs and make them speechless. And he had the honor of serving the Jamaat. He was a Musi. In Daru Zikr he got martyred. For the Jummah prayer in Daru Zikr, at that time when the incident took place, when he heard the noise of the firing from outside, then he started crawling, and he went outside, and then he closed the door going to the main gate, and at that time he continued to be in touch with the family, and he asked his uncle to pray, and he said that now I'm going up, please pray for me. An eyewitness says that in the beginning of the attack, and he started speaking at loud time, that if somebody has got some weapon, give it to me, because the terrorists have come in, because they had come for prayer, not with their equipment, with weapons. But whenever he found time, he started crawling, and he used to drink the water to the injured people. The police and the administration is criticizing that why you didn't have the weapons, because the non-Ahmadis, they can have the weapons with them, but the Ahmadis do not have. Or the police, when ultimately they say that we have got nothing to do with it, then of course they can do. So he was tried his best to capture the terrorist, and he actually captured one of the terrorists, and as a result of that the terrorist blew him up, and as a result of the explosion he also got martyred. He had come to know that his brother has already got martyred, but despite that he helped other people with great courage. There were very, in the pamphlets against the community, they were being distributed into their houses. And the posters were also put there, and sometime the children were sent to put the posters, so he advised the children not to do so, and they understood this his point, but the elders, they then forced them to do it again. he Nazam Islahur Shahad in the district, Munawwar Ahmed Sahib says that 1.5 months before the incident, he told me one of his dream that he met his mother, that I have prepared your room and I am going to call you. Hafiz Muzaffar Ahmed Sahib wrote that that he had told his relatives beforehand, and there was a marriage last year. He told his wife that I am going to be martyred, so when I got martyred, then there should be no wailing after that. Sayyid Ahmed Sahib Shaheed, son of Sufi Munir Ahmed Sahib. I would offer his janaza prayer as well. His forefathers from Karnal, from India. His great grandfather was Ramzan Sahib, a companion of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And after that they came to Takht Hazara, and the family was in Lahore. At the time he was martyrdom, he was 37. He got martyred in Baitun Noor model town. On the day of the incident, from the job he came straight for Juma to Baitun Noor. And before he arrived, the firing had started in the mosque. So two terrorists, those who came on by motorcycle, and they started firing, and after that there was an explosion on the motorcycle. He was nearby and he got injured. He remained in the hospital for 8 days, but he could not survive, and on 5th of June he got martyred. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. One day before martyrdom, he telephoned his sister in the village that cook a cauldron of rice and distribute to the poor people, because I have seen a dream, but this was the decree of Allah. And on the day of Friday, he expressed his affection to the children and got ready for the Jummah and went there. And then he went to Masjid Noor. First he went to job, then from there he went to job. And his wife has shown some diaries of the martyred, that this is my desire, the martyrdom is my desire. In one place it is written that, O my Allah, grant me the martyrdom. This neck should be cut in your way. And the pieces of my body should be there in your way. And my beloved Allah, you accept my prayer. Allah Almighty accepted his prayer. And this is the wording which he wrote himself. In the diary about the khutbah Jummah, about the attending of the Jummah prayer, about the regular payment of chanda, is very frequently mentioned in his diaries. And as he came from Takht Hazara, and there were some people who got martyred few years back, he used to mention about the prayer for those people. He used to take care of his parents very much, and he used to give sadaqa to the poor people. Very jolly fellow, he was very loving and caring, and parents and his wife and children. He had a box in which he used to put some money every day, and when he used to go to the village, then he used to distribute that in the needy people. May Allah exalt his status and ranks, and all the martyrs. Allah Almighty exalt the status of all the martyrs, all these martyrs. Huzur says they were people of different types of good qualities. Allah Almighty accept their the prayers and their desires regarding their family, and other family members may accept Allah Almighty that, and enable them to go through and bear this loss with great steadfastness and fortitude. And this good remembrance, the zikr-e khair, will continue. And today in the janaza ghaib, there is another, that is Dr. Muhammad Arif Sahib Waqf-e Zindagi, who was Muhammad Sadiq Nangli of Darvesh Qadian. He was the son of that. He himself was also a Darvesh in Qadian. On 13th of June 2010, at the age of 53, he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. For 3 years, he did the Jamaat duties in various positions. Then he Naib Nazir Baitul Maal Ahmad, and then Naib Nazir Nashr-e Ishaat in 75. He was appointed as Nazir Baitul Maal Kharch, and this was the job we continued until his death. as in Nazir Talim, he also worked. Yes, for 6 years he was Sadr Majlis Khudamul Ahmadiyya Bharat, India, and also Naib Sadr. In 1993 he was Afsar Jalsa Salana, and he performed this duty very diligently and very nice. When I went there in 2005, I went there. He was the Afsar Jalsa Salana at that time. And he took care of all the arrangement with great effort and diligence. Although at that time he was suffering with some ailment, the blood pressure, the indications were there at that time, but still he did his job very well. During the time of Hazrat Mirza Wasim Ahmad Sahib, and after that, he has been appointed several times as officiating Nazir-e-Ala. And after the demise of Hazrat Mia Sahib, he was also appointed as Naib Amir Mukami. Apart from Sadr Anjuman Ahmadiyya, he was also Tariq-e-Jadeed and Anjuman Majlis Karpardaz. He was a member. He was a member of Finance Committee, and also the committee of the Noor Hospital. He was the president of that. He has been performing various duties. After doing his MA in Urdu from Guru Nanak University, he did the PhD degree from Guru Nanak University. He was very regular in tahajjud and prayers and great devotion with Khilafat, and very pious and devout and very loyal person. He used to see good dreams, true dreams. And he told his wife that it appears that my time is now approaching near, therefore now you be ready for that. In the lungs, first there was infection in lungs and kidneys, and then he remained on dialysis for some time, and there was a transplant of kidney, but he couldn't survive. But he went through this ailment with great steadfastness. And there was the lung was seriously affected. I have always seen him very with a smile on his face, and I have done the duty with him as an ordinary worker, and I have seen him at that time, and I have seen that from his eyes, his eyes were indicative. Indicated his special love for Khilafat, and he was very dutiful to his seniors. And sometime during his duty, sometime I used to feel that some of the officers, they do injustice to him, but he was never feeling ill of that. There was always a smile on his face, and with total obedience he used to comply with their instructions. And even if he was not at fault, but he never said that I hadn't done that. Allah Almighty may exalt his status. So the one martyr in Lahore and this, both of them, the Namaz-e-Janaza will be offered after the Jummah prayer.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ